disperse immediately or you will be subject to arrest with now.
A boss ain't nothing but a thief on a time loan. 128 bit war, you play Nintendo on some shooter, so put the bridge down and feed us to the killer bees. We get what we deserve, life. Bury me with my MP3s. Write my manifesto in 72 DPI. Life's just a game, you got cheated, never learn. I write these songs every bridge that ain't been burned. For every cop car that ain't been turned.
Welcome to This Is America, June 18th, 2018. On Father's Day, thousands marched in West Texas and converged on a site where undocumented children are being separated from their parents and then housed in tent cities. According to the Dallas News, who wrote, Torino is about 40 minutes drive from El Paso, where temperatures have lately hovered around 100 degrees. Authorities say, though, that the tents the miners are being held in are air-conditioned. About 200 children are in custody there now, but with the capacity for thousands, many more could arrive in the days and weeks ahead. The initial protest was called by Beto O'Rourke, a Democratic challenger of Ted Cruz, who was also joined by centrist Democratic politician Joe Kennedy. The demonstration swelled to several thousand. While the demonstration showed the ability of the Democratic Party to tap into mass anger at the Trump administration, it also showed the potential for that mass anger to potentially grow outside of the hands of the DNC, which of course has built up the massive apparatus of deportation and repression to begin with. Across the U.S., there is an uptick of action against ICE, spread largely due to attacks on undocumented children. Anarchists should seize on this moment, calling for the abolition of ICE as an agency and not just the end of certain policy aspects. With more demonstrations being called every day, now is the time to come up with a plan, gather supplies, and crew up. Do you always feel tired? More and more studies point to millennials not getting enough sleep, as well as the myriad of contributing factors which are causing us to lose it. A new study shows that 7 in 10 millennials wake up in the middle of the night worrying about stress factors in their life, from the state of the world to their bank accounts. About 91% reported that stress negatively impacted their sleep routines, while 45% report that stress causes them to toss and turn throughout the night. A larger majority reported starting the day with a sense of fatigue. Ironically, the hectic pace of modern capitalist life is also taking a bite out of worker productivity, as one study found that upwards of $411 billion is lost each year due to people's erratic sleep patterns. Even more ironic and disturbing is that other studies show that on average millennials are sleeping more than previous generations, but still can't seem to get enough. What is bringing us to this reality is both the pace of the modern world as well as our drive to better manage it, as opposed to getting rid of it altogether. One article, for instance, Millennials, the Tired Generation, ends by suggesting what kind of apps we can download to better manage our time in order to get sleep better and faster. More and more sleep, which many scientists now say adults need 8.5 hours a night of, is being put off by millennials until we can find time for it, as millions turn towards energy drinks, drugs, and coffee. All this is also happening at a time when already around 50% of the millennial workforce is working in, quote, freelance, gig economy work. With these trends only expected to grow and increase across the social terrain, the prospects for getting a good night's sleep continue to drift away into a murky memory. Thus, if we are to construct a vision of the world in common, where the means of existence are controlled and operated not by states or private firms, but instead collectives, communes, neighborhoods, and communities, where human labor goes towards need, joy, and creation instead of profit, then we should also rethink our relationship to sleep, not as something that can be moved around at a whim, that we fit into our lives at the last minute, but instead an important and healthy part of our existence. Workers of the world, get some sleep. In Big Wells, Texas, quote, five people died and several more were injured near the U.S.-Mexico border Sunday when U.S. Customs and Border Protection and local police pursued a car full of immigrants at speeds of over 100 miles per hour. The driver of the large SUV carrying 12 immigrants lost control and flipped several times, throwing bodies across Highway 85 in Big Wells, Texas, 50 miles north of the border. With body bags and the charred remains of the SUV nearby, Dimmitt County Sheriff Marin Boyd told the press that the pursuit was good police work and called for the construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Immigrants, he said, are the real problem. The crash is the latest link in a chain of escalating violence perpetrated by the government against immigrants both at the border and in the interior of the U.S. Yesterday was Father's Day, and some 2,000 migrant children spent the day locked up in detention centers where they had been detained after being separated from both parents as part of the zero-tolerance policy carried out by the Trump administration since May. Young Americans for Freedom, or YAF, on June 14th released an internal memo addressing its members and warning them about the dangers of another youth-based conservative group, Turning Point USA, led by pro-Trump trust fund culture warrior Charlie Kirk. In short, the memo alleges that TPUSA has greatly lied about its numbers of supporters, misappropriated funds, and also holds association with members of the alt-right and neo-Nazis. It should also be pointed out, though, that in the past, former members of YAF have also in turn gone on to become key players in the white nationalist movement. According to an article from the Southern Poverty Law Center, quote, in a May 25th memo released publicly on June 14th, YAF attacks TPUSA and its founder, Charlie Kirk, on multiple fronts, not least of all accusing TPUSA of, quote, boosting numbers with racists and Nazi sympathizers. TPUSA's flirtation with racists and racism is well documented. In a December 2017 expose in The New Yorker, reporter Jane Mayer was provided screenshots of a text message from TPUSA's now former national field director, Crystal Clanton, that read, quote, I hate black people, like F them all, I hate blacks, end of story. Kirk himself has been criticized for his anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim tweets, and he habitually tweets out racist dog whistles with statements like, quote, it would take 40 years worth of blacks killed by cops to equal the number of blacks killed by other blacks in 1 year.
On a working condition, unionists are fed with the coal operators. Kill your freedom, look up for something to get your family better life every single day. Something's getting me going, but I got no one to blame. 5 o'clock is coming, do you feel the same? When a lonely whistle calls out your name. What am I look to see when they come up the mine? No prejudice for the mighty black lung. Ranking fire workers, ranking fire mines. So take off the gloves and suck it to all. Something's getting going, but I got no one to blame. 5 o'clock is coming, do you feel the same? When a lonely whistle calls out your name. Young believer, crack one fever, transmit receiver, stand up deceiver. I don't like you either. Representatives for the black one fever. No, something's getting going. I got no one to blame. 5 o'clock is coming. Do you feel the same? When a lonely whistle calls out your name.
In Austin, Texas, anarchists dropped a banner outside of a prison facility against prison slavery. Debbie Africa, one of the Move 9, was just released from prison. According to the Abolitionist Law Center, quote, on Tuesday, June 19th, 2018 at 10 a.m., Move member Debbie Africa will make her first public appearance since being released from prison after 39 years and 10 months of incarceration. Debbie will be speaking at a press conference that will be held at Faith Emmanuel Lutheran Church in East Landown, Pennsylvania. For more information, check out our show notes or go to the Abolitionist Law Center. In Richmond, California, people rallied against ICE outside of a detention facility. In New Orleans today, people protested the sheriff's convention that Jeff Sessions was speaking at, chanting against ICE and against racism. In New Jersey, demonstrations took place against ICE. In Portland, Oregon, alt-right and homophobic goons with the hell-shaken hate preachers who have formed the backbone of support for Joey Gibson and Patriot Prayer in the Pacific Northwest were at Pride once again, but so were groups of anti-fascists who were on hand to do security. One person tweeted, "At the Portland Trans Pride rally, and I'm super grateful to the Antifa folks wandering through the crowd. With Patriot Prayer and Proud Boy shitbags downtown today, this is the only security we're likely to get." Anti-fascists in Sacramento put up a poster outing a local neo-Nazi. Meanwhile, in other cities, people quickly tore down identity rope and other neo-Nazi garbage. Lastly, this weekend, anti-fascists in Burns, Tennessee held a counter-demonstration against a white supremacist conference attended by Jared Taylor, David Duke, and other former KKK organizers. Check Jam City Antifa for more updates. That's going to do it for us today. We will see you next time.
This has been the It's Going Down podcast. Check itsgoingdown.org for daily updates, columns, action reports, and news. Go to itsgoingdown.org/shop to support us and follow us on all social media platforms. IGD, your daily resource for insurgent proletarian life.